Each of those pests has its own place within the scientific scheme of classification. All plants and animals are named, and those that name living organisms and groups of living organisms are called taxonomists. It's not enough to have a name, though. Each living thing must also be placed with other similar living things within the hierarchical structure you can see here. For our purposes, the kingdom level is the broadest one we are concerned with, but there is even one level of higher classification, called domain. Anyway, all the terms listed below kingdom get more and more specific, and each one contains fewer animals than the category above it. When you get down to the species level, there's just a single animal contained within it. In order to better understand how the pests covered on the ACE exam are classified, you'll want to familiarize yourself with this scheme and memorize this list, in order, of course. The best way might be to come up with a phrase based on the acronym KPCOFGS, like keep pond clean or froggy gets sick. Next, we will pick out an insect and see how it fits in.